Hello, this is 5 minutes of prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 750. 750. I told you we'll be going to 800 soon. Okay, soon and very soon. So let's go for golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. And I'm trying to keep to the 5 minutes. So, 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1 says, "More, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And I always tell you that you do not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." And it continues, "What I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we look at the death of Christ, we've looked at physical events, we're not the revelator, right? And right now in Proverbs 4:20, that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." Of course, daughters inclusive. Well, how are you going to pay attention to God's word when you yourself will have time for the word? You make it priority. The word of God is priority to you. So we've done that. We've gone in depth into that. And if you need to listen to that side, please go back into the archives and dig. You will see it right there. Now, yesterday I said to you that when Jesus, because talking about Mark 11, the story is that Jesus wanted figs, was walking with the disciples, saw a fig tree that had leaves, and he cursed it. The fooling the way they come, he said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed died. And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23, that whosoever, I mean, this is not, the person doesn't need to be Jesus in the flesh, no. Whosoever, including you and I, you will say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea." Is that possible? Is a man going to speak to mountains? Jesus said that is why you are here, my dear. You were created for this. I was created for this. You were created for this. But I didn't know, now you know. You were created for this, to speak and change circumstances. Of course, he didn't say that, mean that the boldest mountain, go and move stones. So that's not what he meant. Definitely not that. So I said that Jesus said, "No man eats fruit," according to Mark 11:14. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "No man eat fruit of the hereafter forever." Now, what came into my mind was this. Now listen to this funny story. As I read it, then a picture came into my mind of a fig tree that will always want to display leaves. So there are a group of fig tree, mother fig tree, daddy fig tree, children fig tree. I don't know whether auntie fig trees and uncles fig tree, they were all there. But this young fig tree has decided that he will always present leaves. And in Israel, they have a peculiar or a certain type of fig tree. The fig tree will produce figs before it produces leaves, all simultaneously. While the figs are coming up, the leaves are also coming up. So anytime anybody walking around, and those times they were not using cars, they were walking. So because when you're walking and then you're hungry and you see a fig tree with leaves, what is it? Joy, anon. Joy. So this little fig tree had a way of just showing leaves. Then mother fig tree say, "Boy, stop what you're doing. It's not right. You know that everybody, when they see the leaves, think that the figs say, yes, figs are ready. Men want to come and eat. They should come and eat. I'll show them leaves." So you can't do it. That mother kept on. Daddy, everybody said, "Stop this thing. It will get you into trouble one day." Then I'm sure he said, "Who are men? No, they can't do anything to me. I'll show them the leaves. They can be hungry." I said, "But you make them more hungry. They should be more hungry. Who said they should be walking? Who said they should be thirsty? Who said they should be hungry? It's none of my business. As for me, I'm going to display leaves." Then one day, here comes a man walking with 12 men. This man was hungry and came and he saw it had displayed leaves. And I'm sure it was a second. Come and eat of me. Come and you're Are you angry? You will see how it comes. It is empty. It was his game. But this time, it was the Creator. I don't know whether you're seeing this film. This nice film I'm creating. This nice episode. This night, yes, but big mistake. It was the Creator himself. And when he came, listen to what he said. No man eat fruit of thee. Listen, that thing was made for men. No man. Said, you think you are here because of yourself? You were made for men. Every tree bearing fruit. Look at Genesis. Every tree bearing fruit of this kind for man. You were made for the man. You were not made for yourself. And you come to display leaves without figs. Were you created like that? Pervert. Today is your last day. No man. You thought you were displaying leaves to townsmen. No. No man is going to eat fruit of you again. It's a big lesson. Honestly, when I looked, I said, no. This was a film in my eye. I said, no. And that was it. If you have this television in your eyes, you can see that the others were crying. Oh, we said it. We told you. Today, you've been doing it, but today you've met your meter. Today, you've met the Creator himself, and he's put you right. So, I don't know why this thing came to me, but I thought it was funny, and I wanted to share it with you. Oh, I know that somebody has been blessed by this. Listen, we will do the right thing. We will bear fruit of our kind. We will know how to stop such things, such perversions. He gave you two beautiful breasts, not for one to have cancer. Curse that cancer. Curse anything. Speak to it. You, what do you think you are here for? You are here because you are here to serve man, not for man to be running around in hospitals. You are so blessed, blessed. Bless, please come back for more. Share this link with somebody. I hope nobody will write to me and say, Professor Solomon, what kind of film was that? Okay. Bye. Have a beautiful day. Bye. I love you all.